like a gun, brighter than the sun.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Montserrat Mystique. That was New Order with Temptation, and you are listening to the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going, and I'm joined here by Sean Freeman. Sean, say hi.
Hello.
Hi. Whoa, wait, there we go. Volume. I really need to stop broadcasting whenever I'm fiddling with the board on the radio. I feel like there's always a point in every show where I go,
It adds character to the show.
I suppose. We've been locked out for the first 10 minutes of the show. So all that music is not mine, although I'm very proud that Temptation by New Order played, because that's a great song. What did you think of it,
Sean? I liked it. I don't know if I've ever heard it before, to be honest.
It's a good song. New Order is actually surprisingly underplayed. Sean is currently skimming through the issue of Cosmo that I brought today that we're going to be searching through. Yeah. Later in today's episode.
Looking for some horoscopes. I've already found
They're all in the back. Things. All the horoscopes are in the back. And yes, the rest of Cosmo is just interesting things. any thoughts to start the day so far? Not from Cosmo.
I've been waking up terrible just because it's allergy season.
I'm sorry. My
nose gets stuffed, and then I have to breathe through my mouth when I sleep, but I don't know that I do it. So then I just wake up breathing through my mouth, and everything's dry and I can't breathe, and that's how the mornings have been going.
I had a terrible sleep last night, for very different reasons. I had a very, very vivid dream about vampire hunting.
Really?
Well, it's weird. I don't really know the context of the dream necessarily. You know how like things make sense in a dream that just aren't logical
they can't
whatsoever.
Piece them together.
So, I guess I was at a sort of like summer camp / Hogwarts type deal, but like no magic, but like a weird culty thing, and just there was like a demon / vampire, that was being summoned and or resurrected at the space that I fought and killed. Very violent. Like, I have very, like, vivid imaginations of the violent, like, way that I killed this vampire. And then the cultist used... There's also this weird thing with, like, making beds, too. This is like, where it gets, like, really dreamy. But, like, let's forget about that for now. Like, that's where I kind of get the summer camp thing. I'm like, okay, why is everyone making beds? This is weird.
Yeah.
And then... the cultists use like the remains of the vampire that they somehow found along with this thing called the Book of Resurrection to bring back the vampire, and I needed to kill her again. And I needed to kill her the second time with a sword because she had been resurrected, that I needed to use like the companion sword to this book to murder this vampire. And then we threw her body all chopped up into like the lake of the summer camp.
Oh my god.
And also burned like the Book of Resurrection so she couldn't come back. This is a very vivid dream. I don't usually have dreams like this, and it kind of freaks me out.
It's funny, every so often I have like extremely vivid dreams like that. There was a point where it was like 2 or 3 days in a row I had these huge elaborate dreams, and what bothers me is that I always remember, like, I can usually remember them pretty well the day after, but then, you know, a week goes by and I completely forget all of them, which really kind of bugs me because they're really, really interesting. But
I like am very, I don't enjoy forgetting my dreams. Although this is a dream that I'd like to forget personally, but I don't know. You want to go into some music?
Yeah.
I'm on a Weezer. Okay. Here we go with some Weezer.
Monday night, I'm making change.
That was The Strokes with Tap Out, preceded by Weezer's Tired of Sex, the first track off of Pinkerton. Great song. Great song. Just totally, totally raw. Sean, have you heard about the actions of one Mr. Met?
I have recently today? Heard during this commercial break.
That's true. It wasn't really a commercial break. It was a music break.
Music break. That's
music
right,
break. Yeah. All right. Let's see if I can find the video of... for those of you who don't know, Mr. Met, was it yesterday? Flipped somebody off. Mr. Met being the mascot for New York Mets. Oh, yeah. Wow. There's a video on the Sports Illustrated Twitter of it. Of okay. I thought he was like outside. And it's like Mr. Met is going into like the back room area, and like he turns around and flips somebody off.
I had pictured this like on the field.
I imagined it
to one fan, and then like you know proceeded to give the finger.
Yeah, I will say that's a little. As someone who has to deal with humans at a job, I understand this a little bit. Like again, if it's in front of kids, you know, at like a Mets game, or if it's like in public, Like that's not cool, but like I feel like it's fine. I can see why the Mets are kind of pissed though, because it's them. This guy ruining their brand. You know,
some schmuck that they have in the suit.
Probably like some like 22-year-old kid just like in a suit. My friend Charlie, who's a huge Mets fan, pointed out that that Mr. Met doesn't even have a middle finger, so it's kind of weird how that gesture does look like him giving the middle finger, but he technically isn't. He's actually raising Mr. Met's index finger.
He did the whole elbow thing too, right?
He does.
He really wanted to get his point across.
Yeah, no, he definitely wanted him to know. Although, thought to himself,
there was no middle finger. Yeah. He was giving him to slightly to the right middle finger.
Yeah, he thought to himself, you know? This is problematic. How do I make sure that everyone gets the message across that I am trying to be offensive here?
Maybe he went into the day thinking like, or maybe he had this planned out.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever need to give someone the finger, like if I, you know, day one on the job, he's like, if I'm ever thrown into this circumstance, what do I do? Mr. Met has no middle finger.
What if this is how he quit? You know?
Wow.
Maybe he really, really couldn't handle his job as Mr. Met.
I'd say it's a little underwhelming. He could have gone out a lot better.
I agree. There's some interesting things there. Like, you've got the opportunity, if you are Mr. Met, or if you are any Major League Baseball mascot, to really make a splash in this world. One of my biggest pet peeves is when mascots don't do a lot. When they're just kind of standing around. It's like, you've got so much power. Everyone's looking at you. Be funny. Like, there's some great mascots out there, too.
What if it's something like a 3-year revenge plan where, like, say, as a Sox fan, I move to New York City and work my way into the Yankees mascot?
They don't have a mascot.
They don't? Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's really sad. Maybe for purpose, specifically.
I was trying to think of what the Yankees mascot was called.
They don't have one.
That's why I called it the Yankees mascot, because, like, wow, I can't think of it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway, you could work your way into a rival team's mascot, work there for a year, and completely blow up one day.
Do you know the mascot for... It's strange how many Major League Baseball mascots are, like, alien. Like, are aliens. So, like... I mean, I guess Wally isn't an alien, but, you know, he's not, like, a human.
Yeah, not a human, not an animal, just kind of a made-up
Yeah, just kind thing. Of a thing, right?
Yeah.
And the Houston Astros have Orbit, who is an alien. Hold on, let me see if I can find a photo of him. For those of you who don't know, he just kind of looks like an alien with baseball antenna. But he's, like, green. Kind of looks a lot like Wally, actually, honestly.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
It's like when someone says, can I copy your homework? Yeah, sure, just change it a little bit so they don't notice.
Honestly, yeah, it's scarily similar. He's really cute, though, and, like, he's... Space and Astro Hour and space. There you go. Connection. Then you got like the Philly Fanatic, who is just like not a thing. And then you got there are a bunch. They're all kind of not. Mr. Met isn't a thing. Mr. Met is a man with a baseball head. And then of course Mrs. Met.
Yeah.
Who's a woman with a baseball head.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of mascots take on mascot families after a while.
I think that's good.
Lowell,
the Lowell Spinners.
Lowell Spinners, which the mascot is a crocodile.
Yeah, I thought it was an alligator.
Or it might be an alligator, some sort of green giant lizard.
I think it's Canaligator.
Something like that. Ah, that makes more sense. I always kind of wondered why. But they have like an entire family for him and stuff, and it's wild.
Yeah, no, actually, I always think about that when I think of mascot families, because it. I remember going to a Spinners game, and they were like so extensive. Okay, so wait, what are their names? Here they are. Canaligator. Then there's Alligator, who is his wife?
Yeah.
I think. Wife or it's girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Oh, no, wife, because then there
female
are kids.
Female companion.
Millie Gator, which is their daughter, I think. Oh, Millie. Okay, because, like, the lol Mills. Okay, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. That's kind of cool. Although, I will say the mascot costumes kind of suck, but what are you going to do? Oh, the lol Spinners. I just get it why they're Spinners now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. The, that's really cute. Let's do some Arctic Monkeys. How about that?
All right.
Yeah, we'll get into more music. No one wants to hear us talk. Here we go.
So who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She don't do major credit cards. I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, cos he's a scumbag, don't you know. I said he's a scumbag, don't you know. I'm sorry, love, I'll have to turn you down. Oh, we must be up to summer. What are the chances? Sure, it's more than likely. I've got a feeling in my stomach. I start to wonder what your story might be. What your story might be. Yeah, cause they say it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they say it changes when the sun goes down. And they say it changes when the sun goes down. Around here. Conspicuous, and he don't even have to say oh. She's in a stance ready to get picked up. Bet she's delighted when she sees him pulling in and giving her the eye, because she must be freezing. Scantily clad beneath the clear night sky. It does stop in the winter knowing. They said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And they said it changes when the sun goes down. Around here. Man, just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. And see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a nasty plan. I hope you're not involved at all.
Thank you.
That was Weezer with Feels Like Summer, their latest single off their new, as of yet unnamed album. Wasn't that fun, Sean?
That was fun.
Good. Good, good, good. And before that was Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino. Before that was The Sun Goes Down by the Arctic Monkeys. I believe you have a PSA for us.
I do have a PSA.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message brought to the public interest from from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Mark Zuckerberg does it, guys. There are photos. He does it with his own personal laptop. Oh, I will say, I love how that PSA, like, first thing it goes, well, obviously there's the government surveillance.
Yeah.
Like, obviously. But, like, also, other people could be bad, too.
Yeah. Like, who knows?
Like, is what they were, they're basically trying to say with that. I'm like, that's kind of, that's a little questionable.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, obviously your Fourth Amendment rights are being violated all the time.
That's a given. You just have to, you have to know that one, the common knowledge. But.
Yeah. But if that, as if that weren't enough, there's also bad people out there, apparently. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. That's cool. I don't cover my webcam. I definitely should.
I don't, because I've heard of it. And then whenever I'm on, like, I just never think of it when I'm on my computer to, like, oh, wow, I should cover that. I always think of it when I don't have my laptop, like, relatively near me at all.
Whenever I think about it, I never actually have tape around that I can, like, use it. And then I just don't think about it most times. So if you're out there right now, and you've got your computer, and you've got tape, it's now or never. It's now or never. I've got Post-its right here. Maybe I'll put a... See, the problem is... Okay, wait. Can I... I'm trying to cut just the sticky portion off the Post-it. Okay, no, it just looks bad.
It would annoy me. It's not aesthetically pleasing at all.
Yeah.
And now I have a piece. That's all I can look at. I won't be paying attention to the screen now.
Yeah, no, this is definitely not, this is definitely not ideal. But wait, maybe if I, like, shave it off a little bit. There we go.
I say let them see me.
Yeah. I want my face out there. I want to be famous.
Yeah.
So obviously... this is the way to do
how you get discovered.
Yeah, by going searching for malware, you know? Yeah. Like swimming in the Boston Harbor in 1973. You're just, like, asking for...
Yeah.
You're just asking to catch something, you know? I don't know how I'm gonna purposefully catch malware, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, maybe.
And then I'll,
on a Mac.
Then I'll broadcast myself everywhere. Mm. I'm pro. wow, we didn't really plan anything to say. Wow, I remember looking over there and being like, oh, 11:45, and then we kept talking. I was like, oh, it's been long, and now it's 11:46. Ooh, really,
That always happens.
Catching time. Class. Do you want to do Cosmo Horoscopes?
We can do Cosmo Horoscopes.
I'm down for Cosmo Horoscopes. Right. Here we go.
Let's see.
This is an issue of Cosmo that I definitely didn't buy, dear readers. Definitely didn't buy. I'm a Taurus, personally.
Zach is a Taurus. We will now look at the Taurus section.
Yeah.
All right, Zach. I hate to tell you this, but you've been flip-flopping like crazy.
I have.
But on the 6th...
Oh.
Right?
Ooh. That's 5 days from now.
You'll feel ready to make a major decision about something important to you. Thanks to Venus's arrival, pamper yourself toward the end of the month, especially on the 24th.
Oh.
Right? Remember
that.
Right?
Yeah, 24th. Yeah. I got that Post-it.
So. Yeah, all right. There you go. A magical day for love.
Wow. Oh, on the 24th?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. All right, pamper yourself. You need to focus and avoid distractions.
Okay.
Okay?
And I feel like my entire life right now is just distractions, personally. So, I don't know what that means.
And as far as a Taurus guy goes, he's itching for alone time now.
Yes, because obviously whoever's reading this magazine is just naturally a woman.
When he's ready to play, take a hike together to get a little sweaty.
No, no.
Then take it inside.
I don't take any hikes. Wait, okay, now let me read yours.
My Gemini's, it's not even on. It's got a whole column. Oh, yeah,
well, that's because we're in Gemini season. Right now. I missed the issue. Not that I regularly read Cosmo, but I missed the issue that had Taurus as, like, the big thing. Who are some Gemini people out there? Oh, Chris Evans. Yeah. That's a big one. And Amy Schumer.
Wow.
Mm, those are some good ones. It seems to me like everyone just suddenly started hating Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Almost immediately.
It's really kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because I thought Trainwreck was a really good movie, personally. But then everyone just started hating her. Whatever. What are your stellar gifts? The gift of gab. Funny and articulate. You have a knack for befriending just about anyone at any time. I want to see a horoscope one day that's like stellar gifts, none.
Yeah, right.
I feel like, to be honest,
you're a terrible person.
These are all positive.
Well, yeah.
Like, why?
Who wants to read something terrible about themselves?
Here's the thing. I know for a fact that there are pretty terrible people out there. So I know that these are probably incorrect if horoscopes are just being all positive. All right. Blind spots. Oh, okay. Here's some negative stuff.
Oh,
you
great.
Tend to move super fast, which can leave you and those around you feeling rushed or frenzied.
I only have one speed, Zach, yes. And it's fast.
Oh, fashion faves. Funky finds from vintage racks ignite the whimsical side of your personality. I'm pretty sure only half of those words were words.
Yeah.
Cofebe.
I think most of them were just adjectives. I didn't see any cargo shorts and t-shirt in there, so
yeah.
That's wrong.
I mean, I think, personally, I feel like funky finds does kind of fit
Maybe.
You pretty well.
Okay.
I don't know, personally. I remember you and I had a conversation about the male romper well before the romp him became
a
thing.
Yes, we did. And we were talking about it long before. We could have
capitalized on that.
Yeah, we really could have. I don't think
And I
actually,
think we even said we in should, like yeah. our design it was like it should have a zipper.
Yeah.
Like
I think those webcams they listened in on
us.
Yeah,
right.
And they stole our
ideas.
Got to
cover the webcams. All right. Indulgence. A spontaneous, immersive vacation where you can explore local culture. What? So, like, going to, like, Vietnam or something?
Oh, I was thinking, like, Somerville.
Oh, I was thinking, like, Vietnam. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I just watched the episode of Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, where he goes to Laos. Never mind. But they talk about the Vietnam War.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Gonna skip that one because this is radio. Your month. Get ready for 30 days of being a dynamic powerhouse.
Wow.
A full moon in Sagittarius on the 9th. We'll bring an... no, can't read that. enjoy many admirers, but be choosy. Near the end of the month, there's a major momentum at work. A promotion, raise, big old bonus may be in store around the 28th after your boss realizes she'd be lost without your skills. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go. Your year, everything's coming up you. You've worked hard, so now is the time to take a break and give in to that urge to see the world. And then there's more, and I'm kind of bored by this already. But sure, there you go. And, oh, wait, Gemini guy, of course, you got to read this. Loves intelligent, outspoken people who enjoy similar hobbies and passions.
Wow.
That's cute. Hates stubbornness and hissy fits that can make them feel stuck. That's cute. I enjoy this. So all you Geminis out there, you're welcome. Wait, you're a Gemini? When's your birthday?
May 28th.
Oh, it passed.
Yes.
Did I celebrate it?
Yes.
I definitely sent you something.
You wrote
okay.
in all caps, birth.
Yeah, that's what I do. I was very... I've been doing that for a long time, and I was very psyched when, on my birthday, I got at least 3 of them.
Yeah.
And, like, the people who did that, I, like commented, I was like... See what you did there. Like, I was very impressed. All right, let's get into a couple more songs before we close out the program for today. Here we go with Cage the Elephant. Or actually, no. Here we go with the artist that I play on every episode of the show. Here is some Blondie.
Oh, I've been sailing the sea of love, experiencing romance with what I know.
And we're back. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going, and I'm sitting here with Sean Freeman. We are the creators of the Romp Hymn. Not officially, but definitely we're the ones who came up with the idea.
Really did. I remember it because it was a conversation we had in the car driving around.
No, it was. I think it's such a legit. I think we were talking about how men's fashion options are generally, in like a general sense, very limited.
Yeah,
you've got a shirt and pants.
Yes, pretty much. It's really just, you know, if you would like, pick your pants, long pants, short pants. And then it's like
pick a shirt, long shirt, short shirt.
Yes, and it's like, you know, you have very, very
then you can
subtle,
pick colors,
subtle options in there, like you know, cargo short versus just kind of regular khaki short or gym short. But other than that's pretty much it for the standard.
Yeah,
you know, general,
in terms of like what it is,
very generalized. And we were talking about just for girls, you have you skirt, dress, long pant, short pant,
rompers. Pant, capris. I can't wear capris.
Yeah, capris. Do you want to wear long pants? Do you want to wear short pants? Why not have both?
Yeah,
you can wear capris. It's halfway.
It's the baseball sleeve of pants.
Yes,
it's amazing. Which, granted, I think baseball sleeves are super annoying, but I love them. Okay, so I will say there is also the baseball sleeve,
but girls have that
still
too.
Pretty limited. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it's like any male clothes a girl can generally pull off too, and it's really just.
Yeah,
no.
It is strange. So I think the Romp Hymn does add this.
This is, now we're finally stealing something from the girls.
Yeah, I'm down. And we get a zipper,
yes.
Which is great. Yeah, so if anything, we've improved the technology.
We've solved the one problem. The one
The biggest
problem
with the romper, definitely.
Biggest problem.
Yeah. I am very interested in the reaction of the world to the Romp Hymn. I think it's kind of stupid, but also like, the reaction was just like, this is satanic. And I'm like, I don't know if this is satanic. maybe a little stupid, but like generally pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's interesting. See what'll happen with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely won't get, or actually I think it did get funded. I think there was enough people.
It has a Kickstarter and stuff, but like, well, I don't know. Why doesn't just like major companies just kind of start, you know,
yeah, it's not
just
like you can hold
a few out there.
Just, it's not like you can hold a patent for it.
Yeah,
you know. So okay, let's see on Kickstarter the Romp Hymn TM. yeah, their goal was $10,000 and they made $362,000.
Yeah,
so they're definitely funded. I don't know what their reach goals were.
I don't know. It's wild. There are definitely some enough edgy companies that could totally just throw a few into production. And really, it's no different than the female romper. You just add the zipper and make it a little bigger, probably.
Yeah, well, and they're like different sleeve? I don't know.
I think there's options.
I mean, I think there are a lot of variations of like what the romper is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Really, it's just a onesie.
Yeah. Like, probably wouldn't wear one. But, like, I'm glad it exists, you know? Like,
you
that is.
You say that now, but what if.
Okay, what are
if
some.
In 5 years.
It's got a front shirt really pocket.
Oh!
That's amazing.
Pockets are big.
Pockets are really important.
Pockets are.
That is something that women's. Important. I will say that is something that women's fashion does not have.
Yes.
They do not have pockets, and that is sad.
In all honesty, I feel like, and I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I feel like it just totally boosts the pocketbook industry by having no
100%.
Pockets on clothes, because then it forces you to buy a pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. No, easily. I would definitely agree with that. That there's something, and it might be like a self-fulfilling cycle too. It's like, oh, we're in a pocketbook, so why waste fabric and space and time making pockets?
Yeah.
You know?
I also feel like generally women's clothes are tighter, so it doesn't allow for very big baggy pockets.
See, I don't know, because I wear like very tight jeans, as people will often make fun of me for. And like, I can still fit like a phone in there full size.
Okay.
Like, and you know, like women have pockets, it's just they don't have like deep pockets.
Yeah.
You know, but like, it really, like the length of the pocket down the leg doesn't really have much to do with how tight they are, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay. I suppose depth kind of makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. It is noon. Thank you all so much for listening. This has been the Astro Hour. We'll be here next week with more discussion about
things.
I don't even know. Yeah. Whatever. You know, and maybe
we
some, like, guitar rock mixed in.
Definitely do not make it up on the go. We have this all planned out.
Yeah. Here is one of my favorite bands. Well, I've been Zach Going. It's been Sean Freeman.
Hello.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And this is one of my favorite bands, Driftless Pony Club, that I play on the show all the time with Thanks Earthquake. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you.
Goodbye.